The dungeon, the place of deceitful histories. Chapter 1. Boy's first view of the imperial palace of Emperor Frederick III was not welcoming. The cart trundled wearily uphill toward the palace walls for ages, but when almost at the gates, turned onto a path that wound back down around the outskirts of the mound on which the walls were built. This path reached an end at a solid iron gate right at the base of the palace hill. Behind it, a long, low tunnel led deep into the earth under the palace buildings. Boy looked up at the mouldy ceiling of the tunnel as the cart was manhandled along it by torchlight, being too small for the horse to make it down. Every now and again the tunnel was pitted by defensive openings through which arrows or crossbow bolts could be fired should anyone try to attack the palace by this particular route. Far above the boy's head, through the bedrock of the palace hill, perched the magnificent, sprawling splendor of the palace itself, but boy saw nothing of this. Up in the dark night sky, the palace burned like a precious jewel, torches and lights flaring from every ornate window, picking out a gleam here and there from the gilded dome of the palace chapel or the spire of the bell tower. The palace was a place of wonder, made to impress the onlooker with the greatness of the imperial line and to dwarf the ordinary mortal. It had been built over many years, each emperor adding something new, trying to find a way of outdoing his predecessor with a more elaborate spire or a more preposterous tower. The result was a vast, heaven-reaching concoction of architectural hallucination, all teetering on a low hill south of the river. The palace faced in on itself. The wonder was not, after all, for the rabble in the city to